Hi everyone, this is Unit 3 of the Time and Productivity Workshop. So in the very first habit, we learned about creating sacred time that you're completely in control of, and I also asked you to journal what you actually do during that time. The next habit was called the worry dump, and this means that for 5 to 10 minutes, the beginning of your sacred time every day, you take a notebook and pen and you write down all of the things that pop into your head. And this worry dump, I said, would serve a purpose later. And so now we're going to get to that. So the next habit is what I call big list, little list. So this is something that I do all the time. And again, you can either use a separate notebook if you want to keep your worry dump notebook separate, or you can include it in your worry dump. So every single night, you're going to get into the habit of making a list. It's going to be the big imperfect list. And the reason why I say that is because for some of you, you'll even get distracted just trying to make a list. Like you'll be annoyed by the handwriting, or you'll be annoyed that it's out of order, or that there's all different categories. But the idea of the big list is to come up with all the things that you think that you need to do the next day during your sacred time. Now, this is where the worry dump comes into place. Let's talk really tangibly. So if Tuesday morning you have your, let's say your sacred time is from 8 to 10 a.m. every morning. And so on Tuesday morning, you write down in your worry dump notebook and you write down a ton of things that come into your head. Well, Tuesday night when you're making your list, so the big list, the big imperfect list is simply going to be a list of what you'd like to accomplish in Wednesday's sacred time. You may want to consult your worry dump to see what you had there, because your worry dump may have things that are important that you think, oh yeah, I want to pull that onto my big list. Or a lot of the things that were in your worry dump may have actually resolved themselves because it was just what I call brain garbage. So the idea of your big list is going to be every night before you go to bed or before you shut down your computer for the day, you're going to make a big list of everything you want to accomplish in your sacred time the next day. Now, I expect that you're going to write down more than you can get done, and that's okay. You don't have to judge what you write. You don't have to worry if you don't get it all accomplished. This is basically just your big list. And what you're going to do is once you finish that big list, you're going to pick one item on that sacred, on that list that makes you the happiest, makes you the most excited, or is the easiest to accomplish. So once you finish that big list, you're gonna star the one thing. You're gonna star it, circle it, emoji it, whatever you wanna do, and you're gonna turn the page in your notebook and you're gonna write that one item down at the top. So let's say it's Tuesday night and I write on my big list that for Wednesday's sacred time, I wanna complete unit or module 7 of the Digital Gangsta. I want to answer all the emails in my inbox. I want to record a new podcast and I want to write a blog post. Let's say those are all the things that are on my big list for the sacred time the next day. Well, the one that's going to make me the happiest is the one where I write a blog post because I love to write. So that's just something I love to do. Maybe it's not the most productive, maybe it's not the most urgent, but it's the one that makes me the happiest, excited, and I know I can accomplish it. For some of you, you might be like, oh my God, Julie, blogging is the hardest thing ever. But for me, that's fun. So I would take that one thing and I turn the page of my notebook, and at the top, I'm going to write a blog post. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to write the little list. So every night I write a big list and a little list, and that little list literally outlines exactly what I need to do to get that one thing done, write a blog post. So for me, it would be something like figure out a topic, write an intro paragraph, write an outro paragraph, write at least 5 paragraphs of content, create the featured image, publish it on the blog, write an email blast to say that I published something new. So that would be the little list. Now, for some of you who are procrastinators or people who have a hard time getting things done, you might even want to break it down further. You might want to be sit down at 8 a.m. with a cup of tea, turn on your computer, turn on your Facebook blocker, open up WordPress, literally as absolutely detailed as you need to do to get that one thing done. And then as you go into your sacred time on Wednesday, you're going to do the worry dump, because guess what? Even though you've made a big list and a little list, that worry dump is going to help clear your brain so you can get to work. So you're going to just worry dump stuff down knowing that it's there. Then you're going to turn to your little list and you're going to go and check everything off as you do it until that one thing is accomplished. That's the habit. Now, some of you might be like, well, this is great. I'm doing the thing that makes me the happiest and the easiest. This isn't making me get hard work done. Well, the goal here is that you're going to learn that the motivation and the inspiration you get when you complete something and you get to check off that little list and you get it done is actually going to fuel your ability to be more productive. So that's the goal here. So that big list, you're not going to get everything done in that big list, and that's okay. You're going to use that big list to find that one thing that makes you the happiest, the most excited, and the easiest to accomplish. And you're going to write it down, and you're going to make a little list of each incremental step. Okay, so for those of you who are following along, what this means, and this is now in your schedule, you now have learned how to create sacred time in your day. Maybe it's 30 minutes, 60, 90, or 120. You've learned how to use 5 minutes of that sacred time to worry dump, because your brain needs time to release some of the garbage that's in there. Now you're learning how to every night create a big list of the things you want to do for the next day in your sacred time, and you're using your worry dump to see if there was anything good there that you need to grab and pull over. And you're going to, off of that big list, circle one thing that you absolutely love, happy, excited, easiest to do. You're going to circle that. You're going to put it on the next piece of paper or on the back of the big list if you want. And you're going to write those little items that you need to do to get those things, that thing accomplished. If you can consistently do this for a whole week, you will have actually learned all kinds of new habits that we're going to build on to make you more productive and faster. Okay, thanks guys. Bye.